Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Let's check in on Athens and another troubling day for the Greek stock market, but not nearly as bad as yesterday. Stocks fell more than 1% today after tumbling 16% yesterday, which was the first day the markets were open for trading in 5 weeks. They'd been shut down because of the country's financial crisis. Joining us from Athens is Nick Malkoutsis, editor of Macropolis, an economic analysis website. And Nick, not as bad today, but still not moving in the right direction.
Well, there's two things. One is, of course, the stock market was closed for 5 weeks because of the uncertainty surrounding Greece's situation. So investors had the first opportunity on Monday to get rid of stock they were uncertain about. And the second reason is because there's still a certain degree of uncertainty surrounding Greece. The Greece and its lenders may have decided to move forward with a third bailout, but they have yet to agree the terms of that bailout and exactly what Greece will have to do to implement it. So that means there is still a certain degree of uncertainty about whether Greece and its lenders will agree and whether Athens will then be able to implement that agreement, secure the funding it needs, and avoid an exit from the euro. And of course, all this combined is making investors very nervy.
And what does this mean for the real economy in Greece? We would think about it in this country. If you saw a stock drop by 30%, you would expect that perhaps within a couple of months' time, that company would have to make big cuts, lay people off because they don't have the kind of money that they need to keep operating at the same levels.
Yeah, sure. I think that what you would say in this case is it's slightly different in that I think the stock market is reflecting the general uncertainty about the economy rather than nervousness about particular companies. And I think the wider picture is that Greece has gone back into recession again this year. Probably its economy will shrink by between 2 and 3%. Capital controls are still in place, so restrictions on the movement of money, not only what you can withdraw from ATMs, but also what companies can transfer abroad to suppliers. For instance, you know, companies in Greece that are importing raw materials from abroad have a difficult time at the moment. What you saw in the stock market over the last couple of days reflects the wider concerns about the fundamentals of the Greek economy.
Well, this doesn't sound like the recipe for growth that Greece needs in order to eventually pay back these loans to Europe.
No, absolutely. This is a key element to what Greece will need in the months and years ahead, is to be able to make its economy grow. And there's severe concerns, serious concerns about whether the package of measures that Greece is currently negotiating on with its creditors will in fact help it grow, or whether it will put further pressure on an already shrinking economy, things like pension cuts, tax rises. One of the things that has already been implemented so these negotiations could start was an increase in value-added tax, in sales tax. And I know from personal experience speaking to a small cafe owner this morning who saw his VAT, value-added tax, go up from 13% to 23%. He was saying, you know, I'll struggle to remain in business, and I'm sure it will be the same for hundreds of others like me. So there is a key missing element here, which is where will the liquidity come from to drive business, to drive growth, and not just the austerity measures. The structural reforms may help, but you're going to need money flowing into the Greek economy in the meantime to help it grow.
And I suppose the question then is, on an individual basis, what is the incentive for a Greek person to take their money, after all that you've been through, to take their money and put it into a Greek bank, or leave it in a Greek bank, or invest it in the economy, which you will need in order to grow?
Yeah, well, absolutely. That's a very good question. I think the only thing that can convince that person to keep their money or here or invest it here is to have a sense of stability return. I mean, you're not going to get a sudden jump in growth over the next 6 months, but what you can get is, you know, dispel this threat of Grexit, that Greece will leave the euro, and try and settle that for once and for all, try and return a bit of political stability, try and put relations with your European partners, especially on an even keel, and reach that point that may come towards the end of the year where the European lenders have committed to discuss debt relief for Greece.
Are there tourists right now, or have the tourists decided not to go?
It's one of the interesting aspects of what's gone on over the last few months is that it hasn't really affected the tourism season. Tourism still seems to be doing quite well. A lot of the big hotels in Greece and smaller units are fully booked for the summer. People are still arriving here, spending their money. Of course, one of the things that helps is that there are no restrictions for tourists who want to withdraw cash from ATMs. And I think that has helped convince people that they can still come here and have a really good time.
That's Nick Malkoutsis, the editor of Macropolis, an economic analysis website in Athens.